This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. We're now hours away before a planned summit between U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva. Expectations for a major breakthrough at the June 16th summit are low, with ties between Washington and Moscow at their most strained in years. But both leaders say that they hope the Geneva meeting, their first in-person encounter since Biden became president, can lead to stable and predictable relations, even though they remain at odds over a lot of things from Ukraine to Syria. Israeli aircraft carried out a series of airstrikes at militant sites in the Gaza Strip, the first such raid since a shaky ceasefire ended the war with Hamas militants last month. The Israeli airstrikes targeted facilities used by Hamas for meetings to plan attacks, according to the military, and blaming the militant group for any act of violence emanating from Gaza. There was no immediate report of casualties. On Tuesday, hundreds of Israeli ultranationalists, some chanting death to Arabs, paraded in East Jerusalem in a show of force that threatened to spark renewed violence. The outgoing UN Special Envoy for Yemen has expressed deep regret to the Security Council that he failed to mediate a ceasefire and peace talks between Yemen's warring parties during the past 3 years. But Martin Griffiths said Tuesday that he hopes that the diplomatic efforts, especially by Oman, will bear fruit, despite painting a bleak picture of the Arab world's poorest country in his final briefing to the council. Griffiths said that the country is in the throes of the worst humanitarian crisis in the world, and people are forced to live under violence and insecurity and fear with limits to the freedom of movement, religion, and free expression. This is VOA News. In consecutive visits this month, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas have conveyed to the most important U.S. partner that the Biden administration is taking a more nuanced approach to immigration than its predecessor, but still asking what more Mexico can do. Mayorkas said Tuesday at the conclusion of 2 days of high-level meetings that we have challenged one another with respect to what more each of us can do to address the level of irregular migration that has persisted for several months. In May, encounters with migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border edged up from April to more than 180,000. A top Army leader is defending the Pentagon's response to the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Lieutenant General Walter Pitt told a House panel Tuesday that the National Guard was delayed for hours because it had to properly prepare for deployment. He also said senior military leaders had determined beforehand that there was no role for the U.S. military in determining the outcome of an American election. Pitt is the director of the Army staff. The January 6th rioters were supporters of former President Donald Trump and stormed the building in order to stop the certification of now President Joe Biden. The U.S. death toll from COVID-19 has now surpassed 600,000, even as the vaccination drive slashed daily cases and deaths and allowed the country to emerge from the gloom. That is according to the toll recorded by Johns Hopkins University. The number of lives lost is greater than the population of the cities of Baltimore or Milwaukee. It is about equal to the number of Americans who died in cancer in 2019. Hungarian lawmakers have approved legislation that prohibits sharing with minors any content that portrays or promotes homosexuality or sex reassignment. The National Assembly passed the bill Tuesday on a 157-1 vote. Most opposition parties boycotted the voting session to protest what they denounced as discrimination against the LGBT community. Hungary's conservative ruling party introduced the legal changes last part of a bill aimed at fighting pedophilia, so it says. The amendments that ban the representation of any sexual orientation besides heterosexual and any sex reassignment information in school sex education programs or in films and advertisements aimed at anyone under 18. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.